All right. So we're going to do a little sharing here tonight. And it's partly around current events and things and things that you see that's taking place and attacks that come. We've been, it seems like 2020's been quite a year. And I think of that in twofold. It's been a great year. We've had wonderful, wonderful blessings. There's also been some things, some major attacks of things that have happened. And so this is kind of, I think this is more for people of authority. And I would hope eventually that other people, especially pastors or other people who are teaching the word, that would hear this and be able to replicate it. So let's start off here with this. Anybody know what the nuclear family is?
I don't remember.
I always remember, every time I hear that, I always think of The Simpsons. I'm like, not exactly what we're talking about, okay? They kind of joked around with it, but this is it. Nuclear families, traditional definition of nuclear family is a family unit that includes two married parents, boy, it's sad we have to put it there, of opposite genders and their biological or adopted children. That is the definition of a nuclear family, okay? Here is what Black Lives Matter is put. This is, I have pulled this from their webpage. So I've gone through their webpage and I've pulled some of the data off of this. The problem that I'm seeing now is too many people don't want to stand up against it because this is a very, very wicked organization. I'm going to show. It's not going to be coming from my lips. This is all from their stuff, not mine. And so for people to see this, it's the attacks are coming. People are boycotting. Things are taking place. And if you don't stand with it, you're racist. And this is all adversarial. It's all coming. I will show you this. But here's what they put on there. This is right from their webpage directly. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other's extended families and villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. Okay, a couple key words whenever you hear a leftist talk. Collectively is a code word. That is the dog whistle for communism. Okay, it has always been and it always will be. It is a downplaying. Collectivism is the group, is an organization. So when you hear it, like Hillary Clinton wrote that book, it takes a village to raise a child. And I'm like, going, no, it doesn't. It does not take it. Okay, there can be other things from that. And if you have a good village of people who are all like-minded, great, better for the child. But if the village is, think about that in, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, is that a good place? Okay, is that the village you want raising your children? Oh, no. So when we're looking at this, this is to start with, this is one of their key principles, okay? And what they're saying is the basic family block, the building block within Yahweh's plan is a family has to be disrupted. Has to be disrupted. And you can see it over and over again where it's been done and attempted through all kinds of things. So from their stuff, here's things that came directly from their webpage. We are guided by the fact that all Black Lives Matter, regardless of actual or perceived sexual identity, gender identity, gender expression, economic status, ability, disability, religious beliefs or disbeliefs, immigration status or location. Okay? Do you know what stopped homosexuality Proposition 8 in California? The black population. The black population stopped Proposition 8, and the governor overrode it. They did it through the Supreme Court, and they did it anyways. Proposition 8 was homosexual marriage in California. It was voted down in California. Okay? The black community is the one who did that. Okay? So when I read that, I'm like going, something doesn't add up here. There's something wrong. Yeah. Something doesn't come together with this. We are self-reflexive and do the work required to dismantle cisgender privilege. Cisgender. I had to look that up. I'm like, what is this? Okay, are we making up new words? Okay? This is people who are, the gender you are attracted to the opposite gender. Okay? So if you're a man, you're attracted to women, you're not a man in a woman's body type of a deal. Okay? Cisgender privilege and uplift black trans folk, especially black trans women who continue to be disproportionately impacted by trans antagonistic violence. That's a mouthful and just leaves me wondering, going, what was that middle part again? Because I'm kind of lost. Okay, here's the word count for Black Lives Matter. And I didn't do an exhaustive research because I wanted to kind of get off of their page. It's depressing. But word counts for BLM, and yes, that's the Death Star in the background, by the way. Not by chance that I found that and put that in there. Gender, 4 times. Sex, 3 times. Queer, transgender, couldn't count them all. And I didn't want to go through every single page, but there's at least four in there that I came across very, very quickly. Okay? Comrades. Oh, there's a good one. Two. Sanctioned state violence and anti-black racism. Sanctioned state violence means that it's government-endorsed violence against black people. Okay? Anybody know where that happens?
In the Democratic
Party. Yeah, absolutely. Okay? It is state-sanctioned violence and anti-black racism. Not racism. Okay? And then this one's the one that's real interesting. God, Christ, or Jesus. No reflections whatsoever. Now, believe this or not, a lot of the black community does have Christian values. A lot of them do. Okay? And so for Black Lives Matter to have that completely left out of it is not by coincidence. Okay? It's not by coincidence. So when I look at this, it's like, is this a movement or is this a Soros operation? Because all this stuff here just kind of looks fishy. And I thought that as I went through it. And a little bit of research. Here you go, right here. This is from Wikipedia. Guess who's a huge contributor to Wikipedia? George Soros. Well, isn't this the information thing? If I'm funding you, you better put out what I say you put out and take off what I tell you to take off. But look down here at all these here. To start with, you see all these on here that are in here. Right down here. George Soros Project supported by founded or helped to be found. Black Lives Matter, right there. Right off Wikipedia. This isn't me putting things together. This is easy searches to find out. Okay? That's why when I saw that and I looked at that, I'm like going, boy, that adds up. Because a lot of this stuff that's in there, you're just like going, who put this together? Okay? I know of no black people that look at this and say, yep, that's exactly what Black Lives Matter is. As a matter of fact, nobody knows what that is. They have no idea what this organization is. And this is where the deception comes in. Okay? And the deception, you think about this, the fairness doctrine, okay? Affordable Care Act, $3 trillion for the coronavirus. And then you look at all the stuff that's in there, it's anything but that. It's exact opposite of what they say it's going to be. Equality bills, common sense gun. I'm like going, first of all, you should never say common sense, okay? Common sense together should actually not be used, because common sense is the exact wrong thing. You want intelligent sense, not common sense. Okay? But this is it. This is the deception that we see within it. This, I saved this. I have documented stuff that's come across, and I've done it for the reason that I think eventually stuff's going to be pulled. We see a lot of stuff being pulled off the internet. And I see that. I kind of wish that during the entire time that Obama was president, every day at noon I would have taken a snapshot of Yahoo. Of their webpage, and then while Trump's in office, every day at noon, taking that. Just to line up. Of course, I know what it is, but just for factual database. I saved some of these stories. This is it. Chicago officially surpassed the homicide toll for the last year, reaching 500 in death. This is from Chicago Tribune, a black woman that wrote this in September 7th of 2016. Over the Labor Day weekend, okay? Labor Day weekend's what, the first weekend of September?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we still have all September, October, November, December. We have 3.5+ months left to go. 500 homicides. And this woman's writing this. Nearly all those killed were black men shot to death in the alleyways by cops.
Yep.
Oh, no, it says on the street corners by other black men. And so when Black Lives Matter, I always end it with if, Black Lives Matter if. Because there's a proposal in there. It does not matter if it's not by a white person or a cop. Okay, it only matters if it's a white person or a cop. That's the only time it matters. Because this was 500, and she even went on to write into here, it's time we have a real talk with African Americans. It should be clear by now that no one is coming to our rescue. African Americans have demanded that our police keep us safe. They can't. We begged our elected officials to invest in our neighborhoods with jobs. They won't. We have lain down the streets in protest, pleading for our men to stop killing each other, but they don't.
And voting Democrat.
And that's exactly right. And guess what Black Lives Matter? One of their biggest things that they do is voter initiative. It is one of their biggest things they do. And all they do is push vote Democrat, vote Democrat, vote Democrat. So, for example, Minnesota, chief of police. Anyone want to take a guess what race he is?
White.
Okay? Absolutely. Okay, they just disbanded. They just defunded Minnesota police. Well, your property values, they said already the property values in Minnesota for black population have decreased by at least 10%. And the property values are plummeting right now. I'm like going, well, you know what? Here's a chance to make some changes that they probably won't.
Detroit.
But, Yeah, that's exactly it. And so when you look at this, to push this all onto the president, you know, I heard Joe Biden say the other day that if he gets elected, that he'll be able to fix race relations. And I'm like, well, great. I'm glad you held on to that for the 8 years you were a vice president and the 26 years that you were Senate. Boy, you really do like black people. And then I heard somebody else talk about it, and they said, if you watch any of the videos of him, he only sniffs little white girls' hairs. Why doesn't he like little black girls? And I'm just like going, I never thought of that. But I'm just like going, it's just complete hypocrisy. But the problem is, churches, pastors, and groups are feeling the squeeze, and they're jumping on board. And I'm seeing this left and right. I'm seeing it all over the place. That, oh, we got to do this because this is going to be a bad thing. And you have to be armed with the facts. You have to be armed with the facts. And so to be able to talk about this and be able to, if you talk to somebody and you ask them, hey, if I give you the truth, will it change your opinion? And they tell you no. All right. Well, good luck with that. See you later. Don't waste your breath. Okay. Knock the dust off your shoes and move on. Yeah. For the people who will have ears to hear or at least listen and maybe let some of us sink down in, let it happen. Okay, so here's something from their webpage. They have changed this. This was in 2016. I did screen captures of this to show it because this is no longer on their webpage now. This was their stuff. Diversity, restorative justice, globalism. Globalism is also another word for communism. Yeah. Okay, queer affirming, unapologetically black. These are all tabs that you click on and it will lead you to all kinds of other information. Collective value, communism, empathy, loving engagement, transgender affirming, black villages, black women, black families, intergenerational. This is what they stand for. And so when you do a quick Google search, which I did today, on companies that are supporting or going against Black Lives Matter, here's what's happening. The squeeze is coming. It's happening to the churches. It's happening to companies. And people are caving left and right. Drew Brees, for crying out loud, what were you doing? Stand tall. No roots. Drew Brees, no roots. His roots are about that tall. And the second that something came up against him, bail, I've got black friends. Oh, what does that have to do with anything? Seriously, what does that have to do with anything whatsoever? And so this is the deception and what's coming upon us. And this is a George Soros-funded organization. This has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. This is a voting agenda and to destroy. You saw that right in there. No black person wrote in there that to dismantle the nuclear family. Nobody did that. Okay, this is something that has destroyed the black population, and it's going to destroy it even more. So, when pressure rises, this is where we look at which mark will be given. Okay, let's flip over here in Revelations chapter 13. Okay, chapter 13, 16, and 17. Did I get to the right one? If somebody would read that for me, 16 and 17, please.
I'm sorry, what chapter?
13.
And it was given unto it to give spirit unto the image of the wild beast, in order that the image of the wild beast should both speak and should cause that as many as should not do homage unto the image of the wild beast should be slain. And he causeth all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free and the bond, that they should give unto them a mark upon their right hand or upon their forehead, and that no one should be able to buy or to sell, save he that hath the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name.
That's it. And so we all know the scripture, and we know what's going to happen. We're not going to be here through tribulation. We're not going to be in the revelation portion as far as going through this. Thank goodness. However, this is a tried and true trick of the adversary, okay? To squeeze. If you don't conform, there's no sales. You're not going to be able to do anything. And I look at it now. And so here's an interesting fact. Home Depot gave $7 million to Trump's original campaign. I had no idea until I looked on it today. And I'm like going,
Home Depot?
What?
The CEO.
Yes. And you know what he said? He goes, I'll be given more for his re-election. So Home Depot is one of those seven to stop doing business with on the Black Lives Matter thing. And I'm just like going, that was a shock to me. I'm like going, but the squeeze is coming and they're pushing this onto the companies. They're pushing it onto everybody, where this is what the adversary does. It uses numbers to conform people. Okay? And so the sad thing is, the numbers are small. But it's as a big group, too many times people are silent as a big group. And so we feel like we're outnumbered when we actually outnumber drastically over them. But by the silence, they rule because we don't want to get in their way. Don't want us to cause problems. And so this is one of the things with this. So this is part of it. The mark, what mark is going to be given to do commerce, to do anything, is you're going to buy into this or you're not going to have commerce. You're not going to be able to do anything. The deceived. How many churches have jumped on board? I have personally seen three. Okay, I've personally seen three, and a couple of them are large churches. And they're afraid. They don't want to disrupt. They're worried. Just go along with this. Go along with this. And I think to myself, how many other things have you gone along with that it's the demise of your church. It's the demise of your people. Okay? You know, and again, it goes back to the whole thing. How much poison is okay to put in the water? None. Well, we put a little bit. It won't kill you, at least right now. But over time, it will. And that's the whole thing, is this is watering down. And it's a deception. So flip over to Matthew 24. Yeah, I was really shocked as I was going through some of those. I'm like going, you've got to be kidding me. On those people that are, I'm like going, I was with Home Depot, I'm like going, you know what? I may have to start... Yeah. You know, going to your store again. I was pleasantly surprised to see that. 24 verses 3 and 5, and I'll read those. We're going to be on page 26, and then verse 11 as well. So 24, 3 through 5. And as was sitting upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came in unto him privately, saying, tell us when these things shall be. He's talking about end times. Now, what happened after the Gospels are what? Sacred secret.
Yeah.
Okay? So as this is being told, there's an insert that's going to take place. But the apostles are asking. This is the apostles inquisitive. What is this that you're talking about? You know? So the disciples unto him privately saying, 3b, tell us when these things shall be, and when the sign of the presence and the conclusion of the age. And answering, Yehoshua said unto them, be taking heed lest anyone deceive you. For many will come under my name, saying, I am the Christ. Jump down to verse 11. And many false prophets will arise and deceive many. Okay? And so when we're looking at this, he's talking to the apostles. He's not talking to babes. And what's he telling them? Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. So what does that say? It says that the deception may be very good. If we look at it and say, well, I won't be deceived, guess what? Check yourself. Deep roots. And that's one of the things. I loved your teaching. Because that's it. It's those roots that hold you in and keep you firmly grounded in. And that's the whole thing. If Christ is telling his apostles who know him, who are the people who are following him, and he's telling them not to be deceived, what does that tell to the general population?
Yeah.
Really be on guard. Okay? Because deception will come. And how we get deceived. This is out of the Rotherham from Ephesians 4:14. That we may no longer be infants, billow-tossed and shifted around with every wind of teaching in the craft of men and knavery suited for the artifice of error. Okay, that's Rotherham. New King James, I like to kind of compare these together. Okay, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Okay? This is not by accident. This is absolutely by design. George Soros has brought countries to their knees, and the United States is number one on his gym list to bring to his knees. He is 84 years old, and he is worth billions of dollars. This is a very rich man who's got his fingers implanted in lots of things. He's the one who runs Media Matters. Okay? He pays and funds all of Media Matters, which fact checks all the news organizations. And then they come out and, you know, well, here's what they said, here's what they... He pays hundreds of people to listen to all the conservative radio shows, to follow churches, to follow all these things, so that they can pick at and try to break apart. And that is his goal. That's what he uses all his money to do. Guy was born as a Jewish man who changed his name because he was fleeing from the Holocaust, his family. And then came out and said that COVID-19 was the worst thing that he has ever gone through in his life. And I'm just like going, ugh. You know, but this is the deception. This is the deception. And this is where I see this. To not be deceived and to be on guard and to be doing this for churches and for other people, especially for you kids. Oh my gosh. I can carry on conversations, but this is front and center that the schools are going to be taken over with some of these things and to be on guard and have resources and information to be able to, well, here, let's go take a look at it. Let's see exactly what it says. Because I'm going to tell you, anybody who goes to their webpage is going to have, wait a minute. I had no idea. You're right. You didn't have any idea. And you show them that George Soros is funding this organization. Okay, he is the one who founded this organization, for crying out loud. So do you think he has say in what goes into it and how it's put together?
Absolutely.
That there's no that there's no God, Christ, or Yahweh or anything in there? It's not by chance. It's not by chance. Okay, in 1 Corinthians 10, 12, so that he that thinketh he is standing, let him take heed lest he fall. Okay, do not be deceived and be checking ourselves. So we have to be careful. Don't be. I see this with so many things, even in the church now, where people are like going, just don't even talk about that. It's not worth it, okay? Because it's just going to cause a problem. It's going to cause a battle. And like going, is it in here? Did Yahweh equip us with this? Because this is the most translated book in the world, right here, okay? Most translated in the world. It's not by chance. It's not by chance. Yahweh protected this so that we would have His Word. For crying out loud, if we're not standing in it, then we're going to fall away from it. I mean, there's no way around it. Globalization movement, okay? Here's what you have with the globalization movement. One government, no borders or national pride, everyone getting along, no wars, poverty, no hunger. Sounds like the what's the space, John Lennon song. That's exactly what it was, right after he came from China and learned all about Mao's Little Red Book. Mao's Little Red Book gave the Bible a really close call. I think that is number two. That was the number two published book, is Mao's Little Red Book. Of course, it was mandatory. Big difference. Big difference, okay? That's the Children of Light. I don't know if you guys saw that. Did you read the article that one of the archbishops in the Vatican wrote to Donald Trump? Oh my gosh, search it out and read it. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Praising him for being a child of light, okay? Going against the devil. And he goes, and he called it out. You are standing for this. You're doing this. You are a child of light. You are running the country as a child of light. And I'm like, holy cow, I cannot believe this is coming from him. And I listen to the whole thing, and I'm like, can't choke me up. I'm like, wow, that's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. But this is what we're fighting against. This is what the world is going to. When's this been tried? Okay? We know that it's talked about in the Bible. Revelations talks about this globalization movement and one world government. Okay? And you'll do what's told. Will there be wars and poverty? Oh, we're told that there's going to be, it's euphoric. It'll be wonderful. Okay? It produces wars, famine, terrible suffering throughout the world like never before in history. That is the globalization movement. This is where things progress to. And that's why when I say progress, that's what they call it. It's the exact opposite, the exact same thing, affordable care, the fairness doctrine, progress, it's regress. Okay, it is taking people back to Sodom and Gomorrah is what it's taking, and that's exactly what it's by design, it is by intent. That's why I say big thumbs down for this, okay? No, we have to fight against these things. You know, it all sounds good. And whenever I talk to anybody about that, I always ask them, I'm like going, can you explain to me or show me a place that this has ever worked? Well, it really hasn't, but it's because they haven't had the right leaders. I'm like, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? And then I'll remind them how Christ will have 1,000 years of it. So that will be one that does work. Okay, it will be the only one that works. Let's flip over to John chapter 8. Yeah, you guys really should search out for that archbishop from the Vatican. It is a wonderful letter that he wrote him. Apparently, the two have been writing back and forth to each other. And that letter it was incredible. It was so powerful, especially coming from that organization.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not very, this Pope is kind of out there, I guess would be one way to say it. And so to have somebody put this and say that and just so emphatically calling it children of light and children of darkness, quote unquote. And I'm like going, couldn't be said better. I mean, it was just wonderful. So John 8, 42 through 47, would somebody read that for me, please?
Yehoshua said unto them, if Yahweh had been your father, ye had been loving me. For I, from Yahweh, came forth and am here. But not even myself have I come, but he sent me forth. Wherefore, it is that my speech do ye not understand, because you cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the adversary, and the covetings of your father ye choose to be doing. He was a murderer from the beginning, and in the truth he stood not, because the truth is not in him. Whensoever he speaketh falsehood of his own, he speaketh, because false he is, and the father of it. 47, okay.
Yes, please, thank you.
Where I stop?
At 45.
But for me, because the truth I speak, do you not believe me? Which of you convinceth me of sin? If truth I speak, wherefore do ye not believe me? He that is of Yahweh heareth the sayings of Yahweh. Therefore do ye not hear, because of Yahweh ye are not.
That's it. And so this is a calling out, you know, that these people, that their father is of the adversary. Well, that's children of darkness, for crying out loud. They're not going to hear. They don't want to hear, and all they want to do is disrupt. What's wrong?
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you were whispering something to me. Nothing hanging down on there? No lettuce in my teeth? Okay. Tell me if there is, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. But that's it, and that's a calling out. So when people come across that, I think there's this notion that everybody is fixable.
Yeah.
Everybody's fixable, and that's not so.
Yeah.
That's not so. There are a lot of people out there that are dark. They're dark, and unless they come out of that, and they may never. And that's why Christ calls them out. You know, your father is a father, that adversary. Okay, and there's no light in you whatsoever. I'm not wasting my time with you, and I'm going to be on guard with you, because you are here to do nothing but deceive. That's all you are here to do. That's what your point is. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Wendy, would you read this for me? Page 219.
But of this be taking note, that in last days there will set in perilous seasons. For men will be fond of themselves, fond of money, ostentatious, arrogant, defamers to parents, unyielding, unthankful, unkind, without natural affection, accepting no truth, given to intrigue, without self-control, uncivilized, unfriendly to good men, traitors, reckless, beclouded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of Yahweh, having a form of godliness, but the power thereof denying, and from these turn away.
That's it. From these turn away. From these turn away. And so as we look through this, okay, I'm not saying that we are in times. I hear lots of people say, oh, we're in the end times, we're in Revelation times. And I'm like going, no. But There is a book that the adversary uses that's effective, and it, everything we will rotate it, because with man there are weaknesses. Okay, there's weaknesses. I mean, it's really easy. You can spit out three different categories, and 90% of people are going to fall under one of those categories. That's the struggle against them. Okay, that's how that works. Adversary knows that. He's going to play into those things. So no, we're not in the last days. But it's interesting that Timothy's writing this, because writing to people who are professing the word, okay? And so this is something here from King James I like about this one here as well. I like to compare them. But now is the last days perilous, okay? This is the word perilous right here, 5467. I think it's not as impactive. It is used two times in the word. That's it. That's all it's used for. It's called kalepos. Okay, it's fierce, hard to do, to take approach. Okay, here is the other use. So we see it here in 2 Timothy. Here's the other usage of it in Matthew 8:28, when he had gone to the other side, to the country of Gergesens or whatever. There met him two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no one could pass that way. That is the same word, exceedingly fierce. That's the perilous. Okay? And so thank goodness we're not going to be here in the end times,
yeah,
for crying out loud.
I think this is bad.
That's exactly it. And I always think about that. And Chuck brought that up to me, you know, when he talked about, like, oh, things are bad. And I'm like going, you know, during the plague, 1 in 3 people died. Okay? Coronavirus, I don't know anybody. I've got hundreds upon hundreds of clients. Guess how many people got coronavirus? None. Not one. Okay? So when we always want to look at our era right now, that this is terrible, look how horrible it is. And I think to myself, man, look at the blessings we have.
Yeah.
Look at the blessings we have. Yeah, there are some wicked in there, and there's some evil. And bold encroach, one tries to go, one tries to overtake the other. And so we're not in the last times. However, to be on guard and not to be deceived by the same craftiness of deceitful men. Deceitful men that are going to come in the way of churches, okay? Come in the way of big organizations and businesses. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Somebody call out a page number once you get to it.
So 2:10, that's the same. 2:9.
2:12, it looks like. Okay, thank you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 9-12 on page 212. and starting in chapter 2, verse 9 through 12, whose presence shall be according to in working of Satan, or the adversary, or Diablos, with all manner of mighty works and signs and wonders of falsehood, and with all manner of deceit of unrighteousness in them who are destroying themselves, because the love of truth they did not welcome, and they might be, that they may be saved. And for this cause Yahweh sendeth them in working of error, to the end they should believe in falsehood. Okay, I love that. The inworking of error. Yahweh sendeth them. Here, you want this error? Enjoy it. It's yours. You get it. It's all yours. I think about that with that silly girl that came from Sweden or wherever she was. Okay, you want this? Enjoy it. It's all yours. And you believe it fully. It's, you got it. I'm going to actually instill it into even more so that you can even believe it even more. It's going to be right down to your core. Okay, and I'm like going, yep, send it them, and then working of error. To the end, they should believe in falsehood. In verse 12, in order that all should be judged who would not believe in the truth, but were well pleased with the unrighteousness. Okay, well pleased with unrighteousness. Okay. Wow. Yeah, great. Look what I've done. Yay, great. What a great resume for you. Okay. That's it. And so when we look at that, this is it. There are people who want and love for the unrighteousness and to be nothing more. I think about that in the movie Batman. It was a bad movie, dark movie. There was a line in there where they were trying to figure out what the Joker was doing. And he goes, there's no reason for it. There are some people that just want to watch the world burn. And that was him. And I'm like going, that's evil. That's just pure evil. And that's what it is. And for people to think that, oh, well, they just had a bad upbringing, or they didn't have enough love, or they didn't have white privilege, or they didn't have this. I'm just like going, all garbage. Just all garbage. Absolute garbage. And so not to be pulled into that. The coming mark. Okay? Let's flip over to Revelations, back to Revelations chapter 7. So what we're going to look at here is we're going to see in the actual end times, you're going to have a mark. There's no getting around it. You're going to take a mark. You're going to get one mark or you're going to get the other mark. But you will have a mark. Okay? And this is it in chapter 7, verse 2 through 3. If somebody would read that for me. Get to it here. There we go. Okay?
And I saw another messenger ascending from the rising of the sun, holding the seal of the living Elohim. And cried out with a loud voice unto the four messengers unto whom it had been given to injure the land and the sea, saying, do not injure the land or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our Elohim upon their foreheads.
That's it. Okay, the servants of Yahweh will be getting the mark as well. They're going to get the mark of Yahweh that's going to be on their foreheads. Let's see this again. Okay, flip over to, well, I'll just read these here because I didn't know how long we were going to be on time. Okay, Revelation 14:1. And I saw, and lo, the Lamb standing upon the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 having his name and his Father's name written upon their foreheads. Okay, these are the servants of Yahweh. They also have the mark, a different mark. Okay, and in Revelations 22:3-4, boy, we're at the end of the story. Okay, and no curse shall there be any more, and the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb shall be therein, and his servants will render divine service unto him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be what?
Upon
their foreheads. That's it. And so the end time people, you will pick. As we get closer and closer, we don't know when Christ is coming back. We don't. But there is going to be less and less fence sitting. Okay? They're not going to be sitting in the fence. And so the pastors are the fence sitters. Because don't piss off these people, you'll lose money. Don't piss off these people, you'll lose money. Okay? And so they broaden that fence to make it more comfortable for them to sit on and not take it to sand. And they're going to be pushed, and they're going to be pushed from the adversarial point more than they are being pushed from the Christian's point. And the reason why is the Christians are pushing back against them. They're not pushing back against them. You need to stand. You need to stand up against it. You cannot allow this into your church. You can't allow this into your doctrine. This goes against the word. But it's going to get to where there will be nobody sitting on the fence. You will be on this side or you will be on that side. Okay? And so not to be deceived. So anyways, that's it. We do have...
Aww.
I love that picture. That was your first birthday, by the way, youngster.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yep. That was right here in our house, right over there.
Didn't see anything, but
yeah, she was precious. Yep, and this is her congratulations to Melania. We're proud of you, girl. Okay, I'll go ahead and finish here with the word. We thank you, Yahweh, for the words you give to us, for us to be bold, to us to stand up courageously, and to be walking out on the precepts that you have ordered us to do, and to fulfill our calling and continue our race, that our race is ever going, and that we are to not stumble or fall, but when we need the break, when we need the respite, that you give that to us, and when it's time for us to get back up and move again, that to be encouraged to get back up and keep moving. We thank you for that, Yahweh, and we thank you for the words that you always give to us and continually just instill within us as a small voice, as a thought, as something that crosses through. We thank you for these, that we plant these deep, and we harvest those things that you have given to us. We thank you for this through your Son's name, Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Children, hold fast to the things that I've given to you, and realize that as things come, the storms come, storms go, but there I have wonderful days ahead for you, and to be focusing on the blessings, focus on the positive things that I've given to you, that you may be able to recall and manifest those things for the deliverance of every single one of you in this room has been poured out. And so lift yourselves up, pull yourselves up, and walk out on these things, knowing that you have a great measure of faith, and that you are able to dispatch those things that I call you to. For there are few that will stand on the faith and believe the words that I have written, that I have protected, of the faith, and what the faith is able to do, and how you're able to manifest it. For nothing is impossible with me. Amen.
Amen.
All right.